This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details. Sarah Love and Mice Diggy on FUBAR Radio.
I come to get down. Everybody get up. Yeah, don't fight. Fine. When it's good to you. Get you enough. That's why I say get up.
Your mama gave you. You got to act right. I should nominate you. You know you a star. Keep it shining, baby. Girl, I put the house on you and accommodation. Tell them I'm a dance machine. I only pay attention. You should dance for free. I can show you things that you can't believe. We should play together. Come and join the band with me. Hot damn. Gone Tina Turner on them. Got the place lit. You the furnace on them. Girl, you drive me crazy. Keep it swerving on them. Blood on the dance floor. Need an organ donor. Put your left foot in. Take your right foot out. Money maker, what it's all about. If you're giving me the number, should I call you now? Fly, brother, but I need the gravity, cause I come to get down.
Everybody get up. Yeah, don't fight, fine. When it's do it to you, get you enough. That's why I say get up. Why you sitting? Get up. Yeah, don't fight, fine. When it's do it to you, get you enough.
Yeah, shake it like Beyonce. You know you're thinking it's a pound cake. Love it when you move it all around, babe. Up and down like a sound wave. Preach, church on the move. Two-step into your feet, hurting them shoes. Dance away the pain, they ain't hurting your groove. He a baller, but he ain't James worthy of you. I ain't judging, baby, you know I'ma love you. Daddy say you're good for me, and my mama love you. Yeah, they hating on you, that's so common of them. Make it hot for me, fresh about the oven. But you turn me to a newer me. I know you wish you had two of me. Low key, baby, you a beast. Whoop de whoop, super freak.
I come to get down. Everybody get up. Yeah, don't fight, fine. When it's do it to you, get you enough. That's why I say get up. Why you sitting? Get up. Yeah, don't fight, fine. When it's do it to you, get you enough.
Either love him or leave him. Let loose, I don't think I believe you. Make you hot, you got me running the fever. Kick game like I'm a product of FIFA. Play on, player. Spray on cologne, baby, I'm on the way up. Girl, you got that good loving, it's hard to break up. But you want me cause I'm ballin', you call, we lay up. I'm on my way up to get down.
Everybody get up. Yeah, don't fight, fine. When it's do it to you, get you enough. That's why I say get up. Why you sitting? Get up.
Right now you're listening, this is bigger than a hip-hop show, man. You're listening to Mice Diggy and Sarah Love on FUBAR Radio. I'm Michael Parkinson. I'm always moaning and dealing with my kids, but you know what? You need to respect them because they play my shit.
That almost sounded like we were his kids. He was referring to us as his kids.
I thought he meant he's happy that his kids play his shit. But then I was worried that he says shit in his tunes when he's playing to his kids. But then again, who gives a fuck? As long as his kids know when to say it and when not. You know what I'm saying?
We break all the rules here. Yeah. Break all the rules. It's FUBAR Radio.
You're damn right. And it is the hip-hop show right here on FUBAR Radio. Before we go any further, of course, we got to give a big shout-out to the one and only MC Boldsworthy, a.k.a. Ian Boldsworth, for the last 2 hours. Cracking them grey clouds for you out here in the FUBAR world.
I just came back from Italy where it's like 35 degrees and I completely forgot that the weather's different in different places.
Yeah, mate.
And so I was kind of like, back to London. And it's like, oh.
Turn me up.
It's autumn here.
Yeah.
Turn mice up.
I think, man, this is confusing as hell out here. I thought I was, the other day I felt bait. because I had winter
bait,
guilt. Yeah?
I love that word.
Yeah, I feel, well, for people who don't know what bait is, literally it means you feel a bit embarrassed, you feel a bit shamed. Yeah, bait, when someone says, ah, oh, you're bait.
But then bait can kind of have multiple different meanings.
Yeah, because
this
you
is
can
why
bait somebody
English.
Up. You can bait somebody up, meaning you
like
kind
bait
of...
bait on the fishing bait.
Yeah,
sort
fishing
of thing.
Bait. So, like, you know, you've kind of hot somebody up, you know, you've made them a bit obvious as to what they were trying to hide or whatever. Oh, you're baiting me up. Move away from me. You're baiting me up. You know what I mean? Smoking a zoot. My mum's coming in about 2 hours. I don't want to smell that shit. You're baiting me up. That's what that means. But anyway, I was, you know what I mean? I thought, yeah. Actually, what's the tune that we just played? We got to tell them what.
Well, yeah, thanks to Ian Bolesworth for the last 2 hours taking care of you right here on Food Bar Radio. Yes. And we opened the show up with something brand new from Nick Grant. The track is called Get Up, featuring Watch
Grant.
The Duck. And he's Atlanta rapper, and he's definitely doing his thing right
you know,
now. He's got a nice.
Do you know who his DJ is?
Who's his DJ?
Do you remember Kerosene?
Is he?
Yeah, that's his DJ, man.
Shouts out to Kerosene.
DJ Kerosene.
Yeah, because Kerosene.
Jamaicans call him Kerosene.
But I wonder if he. We didn't rehearse that, by the way, right. Listeners. But because I wonder how long he lived in London, because I first met him in 99, working in Dilreal, the original Dilreal. He's been out of the UK for a while, but he's been getting busy, man. I keep seeing him doing this, that, and the third.
Yeah,
go
yeah,
on,
yeah.
Kerosene.
So he's Nick Grant's DJ, because he lives in Atlanta.
Atlanta. And but Nick Grant, he's got a cool project, man, with a whole bunch of dope producers mixed up on there, including Kareem Riggins. I'm going to be playing you stuff from that over the coming weeks, so you know you get all that goodness. Right here first on Fubar Radio with myself, Sarah Love.
And myself, Mice Diggy, a.k.a. the voice of Chocolate Velvet Cake, a.k.a. Yo, yeah, I felt the winter guilt the other week.
MC Winter
I felt
guilt.
Bait because I had... I had my jacket on with T-shirt. It was sunny, but I also had my jumper on the passenger seat, strapped in, seatbelt and everything, because I didn't want it to get damaged. And I felt bad then, but now I feel like, right, you were right. I wasn't, you know, I didn't bait myself up. I actually did the right thing this week.
I was mad confused coming here. I'm like, I'm wearing leathers and everything, man. I was like, what's happening to
I'm
my
I'm wearing
life?
Long johns, bruv.
Thermals, honestly, this is the story thermals. Of my life being called bruv.
Straight
that's what it's thermals. Like being
nah,
a woman
you know
in hip hop. I'm bruv and bro.
Yeah, yeah, bruv.
But it's I'm not offended.
Yeah, I do
I
it by
it.
Habit, and when I do it, I'm saying it's just as bad as when rappers say the N-word. They don't actually mean it in a derogatory term. So yeah. I say to my sister, bruv, and she'd be like, what? Like that, and she's cool with it. So you know, when
it's
I say
endearment.
It, yeah, it's not. I'm not saying it like you know. Oh, you're like a dude, so I'll call you bruv. It's more like
no.
It's easier for me to say bruh than sis.
Yeah.
Do you get what I'm saying?
Totes. I'm not trying to promote totes. Sorry. Yeah, it's just I'm a bit delirious right
you said
now.
It about three
I've been,
times, but, yeah,
I've been awake since about 4 this morning and I had about 3 hours sleep something. Oh my God. And I just flew in from Florence and at the airport I met the reggae artist Horace Andy.
Serious?
Yeah, and he wants to come on the show. But anyway, we'll get into all that later. Last week
Sarah Humble bragging up the place, boy.
You know, you spot like a gang of dreads in the airport and it's kind of like, okay, there's an understanding going on here. Like, so you have to acknowledge each other. And
it's like when you
oh.
see black people in Australia, you'll nod like, yeah, what's up?
Yeah, I got your back. I got your back. If it goes down, you got each other. That's like Dave Chappelle sketch, isn't it? But last week, I was loving it because we had MC Lissy D up in this piece.
AKA LSD. You see, we flipped it. Don't tell her parents that we gave her that nickname, though. So when you call her up, hi, Mrs. Day, is Lissy. You know when you call your friend's parents? Like, I don't know if I do that. No matter, like now, you know, we're grand ages and that, but I still call up, hi, Mrs. Da-da-da, can I speak to them? I try and put on like a young kid's voice. I don't know why I do that.
But I was loving it. And I was loving the whole breakdown of how me and Mice met.
Yes. And big up to, we didn't even get to big you up properly as well after. I realised like, well, I was just rambling on for about 20 minutes about how we met and you know, it was a dark, starry night and yeah.
But it's because that's the other name of the show, We Digress. So
we digress,
really, that
yeah.
was fitting. So.
But that was the connection and then, you know, here we are, man. And you mother lovers are getting the hip hop show every damn week, you know what I mean? Rain or shine, grey or blue.
Winter guilt or not.
Yeah, winter guilt or not. You know what I mean? Shiny forehead or not. We are still here, my beloveds.
No, it's always the shiny forehead.
Yeah,
that's,
I don't know
one
why I said not.
Cornerstone of the show. You know what I mean? And but yeah, that last week there was so much happening in the show. Not just MC Lissy D, LSD up in this piece, but Fisky Mice was investigating as usual. And coming up today, more of the same. We are going to be joined by some loads of guests in the studio. Junior T visiting us from Canada, and we're going to have the investigation as always. We've got a gang, a whole host of MCs coming through for the open mic. An official superstar of hip hop is going to be joining us on the show today.
Who?
Well, MC Lissy D has already remixed his name, but MC 8!
Oh, shit. You know what I'm saying? I might have to get gangster on you, on motherfuckers.
I know.
I don't think I'm going to do that when we speak to him, so don't expect me to try and put on. No. You'll be like, what?
No, don't do that.
It's like when I try and do a Yardie accent, and then like all my Yardie's friends' parents would be like, what?
never ever do that again. We're giving you the warning here. But yes, so you know you need to keep it locked to Fubar Radio. We're taking care of you until 6 p.m. And right after this, we're going to get into a massive big up for you. So keep it locked.
It was always me versus the world. Until I found it's me versus me. Why?
Just remember, what happens on Earth stays on Earth. We're gonna put it in reverse!
Darling, I've told you many times, and now I'm telling you once again, just to remind you, sweetheart, that my...
Oh, Lamar, Hail Mary, your marrow, one of times is hard. Pray with the hooligan, shadows all in the dark. Fellowship with demons and relatives, I'm a star. Life is one funny motherfucker. A true comedian, you gotta love him. You gotta trust him. I might be bugging. Infomercials and no sleep. Introverted by my thoughts. Children listening gets deep. See, once upon a time inside the Nickerson Garden Projects, the object was to process and digest poverty's dialect. Adaptation inevitable. Gun violence cracks by federal policies. Great builders and drug professionals. Anthony was the oldest of seven. Well respected, calm and collected. Laughing and joking made life easier. Hard times, mom on crack. A 40-year-old telling his nanny he needed her. His family history, pimping and banking. He was meant to be dangerous. Clacked him a grip and start slanking. 15, spitting up his jeans with quarter pieces. Even got some hair from a smoker last weekend. Dodger policeman working for his chick on me. Smart time hustler, graduated to a brick on him. $10,000 out of for project housing. That's on the daily. Seen his first meal, 20 years old. Had a couple of babies. Had a couple of shooters, caught a murder case. Fingerprints on the gun, they're assuming, but witnesses couldn't prove it. That was back when he turned his back and they killed his cousin. He beat the case and went back to hustling. Bird shuffling, Anthony rang. The first in the projects with the two-tone Mustang. That 5.0 thing. They say 5-0 came. Circling parking lots and parking spots and hopping out while harassing the corner blocks. Crooked cops told Anthony he should kick it. He brushed him off and walked back to the Kentucky Fried Chicken. See, at this chicken spot there was a light-skinned nigga that talked a lot with a curly top and a gap in his teeth. He worked a window, his name was Ducky. He came from the streets to Robert Taylor home, Southside Project Chirac, the Terror Dome. Drove to California with a woman on him and $500. They had a son hoping that he see college. Hustling on the side with a 9-to-5 to freak it. Cadillac severely ride his son around on weekends. Three-piece special with his name on his shirt pocket. Cross the street from the projects, Anthony Plant the Robin. Stuck up the place before, back in 84. That's when affiliation was really 8 years of war. So many relatives telling us, selling us, devilish work, scaling us. Crime, intelligent, felonous, prevalent proposition with nines. Ducky was well aware, they robbed the manager and shot a customer last year. He figured he'd get on these niggas' good sides. Free chicken, every time Anthony posted in line. Two extra biscuits, Anthony liked them and then let them slide. They didn't kill him, in fact it looked like they're the last to survive. Pay attention, that one decision changed both of their lives. One curse at a time, reverse and manifest the good karma and I'll tell you why. You take two strangers and put them in random predicaments. Give them a soul so they can make their own choices and live with it. 20 years later, them same strangers you make them meet again. Inside recording studios where they reaping their benefits. Then you start reminding them about that chicken incident. Whoever thought the greatest rapper would be from coincidence? Because if Anthony killed Ducky, Top Dog could be serving life while I grow up without a father and die in a gunfight.
Now fuck in the ass, need now for that the wolf.
Now look at the rest of the boys, like this guy's wishing the
So I was taking a walk the other day.
Yes, indeed, people. You're done now, already. This is Rodney P.
Yeah, yeah, bionic there.
London Pussy inside. You're done now. It's vibes. Come to represent some love with the lovely Miss Sarah alongside my brethren, Mice Diggy. Yeah, football style all the while. Done now. Yo, people, this is the original London Pussy inside.
Yeah, yeah, you get me, mate. Even listen to it in Ghana, bruv. You know what I'm saying?
Sit there, we get around. Food bar style, warm and easy. Big up Miss Sarah, love my man Mice Diggy every time.
Oh.
Yeah, boy.
I love Bionic's voice.
Yeah, mate. You know what I mean?
I know, it's so good to hear him back. That last cut, though, of course, that's something from Kendrick Lamar Duckworth. It's the Ninth Wonder produced track from the brand new album. This is Food Bar Radio, where we bring you all of that hip-hop goodness first.
You're damn right.
And we like to set the show off with the positive vibrations.
Mm-hmm.
Positive. You know, because I think there's... I think human beings are wonderful. Like, I think there's so many people doing cool stuff in the world, and there's always has been and always will be more good in the world than bad, in my opinion. But often when I speak to people, people are just such Debbie Downers. And so I feel like they need to be reminded sometimes, you know, and that's why we like to set this show off with shouting out people doing cool things. And Mice, a couple weeks ago, you missed out, man.
You're gonna slate me about it now.
You really?
I know it was
out.
The one day out of that week that I was away, and it was so weird that it was a Thursday. I was like, "What the hell?" Of all the days.
Yeah, you really missed out because a couple weeks ago there was the Grenfell Tower benefit charity gig organised by Rodney P, a London Posse, and he rang up all his hip-hop homies and got us all together to perform for free, and all proceeds went to the survivors of the fire at Grenfell Tower, and it was just such an amazing atmosphere in the building, like a beautiful crowd of people. So seriously, I think everyone in the audience, you need a real major.
Big up, big up.
And all the performers, the people who were performing that night, you had Logic, Amy True, Task Force, Skinny Man made an impromptu appearance, Ty, Black Twang, Kalashnikov, it tore it down. It was incredible. London Posse, DJ Devastate, Snuff was there as well. Joe Buddha was there. Big Cakes was hosting. Shawnee T jumped on stage as well. There was this ill freestyle section where DJ Billy Business played some Jungle for the People, and then there was just like a little Jungle cypher with Skinny and Shawnee T and everyone. Oh man, it was just so much fun. But the atmosphere, Mice, like that is the closest thing that I've experienced to Kung Fu since Kung Fu. Like it really felt like Kung Fu, man. And it was just
all it was missing was the shiniest forehead of them all
in the game.
Oh
man,
that's messed up.
I know, and so
that's really good to hear that it went well though, man.
Yeah, and it was a sellout event, so that was great too, because you know, it's just nice to feel that we can do something good for the tragedy that happened at Grenfell, and I just feel everyone was really inspired, and it was just such a nice moment, everyone being in the building together, because it's not often you see that combination of artists in one under one roof, innit, you know.
True, very true.
So it was quite a moment. And also had Tommy Corbin up in the place representing for his dad.
Serious?
Yeah, it was star studded Mice.
That's crazy.
I know. Then the only thing that was missing was Mice Diggy.
Man, that sounds like it was a win, man.
I was just fangirling out the whole night, like rapping along to everyone's rhymes and everything.
Serious.
Yeah, so we all had a lot of fun. So yeah, seriously, massive, massive
big up, big up
to Rodney P for putting that together, because it was just absolutely wonderful. And I just, and another testimony of the beautiful things that human beings can do and contribute to making the world a better place and putting a smile on people's faces. Mm. And this last week, I've been in Italy, in Florence, Italy. Have you ever been to Florence, Mike?
Yeah, 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 I have. Yeah, it's really nice out there, man.
Yeah.
You can see a beautiful sunrise or sunset from the...
Along the river.
No, it's over the city. I can't remember which part it is, but there's like a high, a raised... part of the city.
Where you get a full panorama.
Yeah, panoramic view. Yeah, yeah.
Because the whole city is like surrounded by the beautiful hills. Obviously, crazy history in Florence, art history. And it just made me... I know a lot of people think I have some over-the-top views about music and art and soulless corporate trash and all that kind of thing. but to me, I really think art is possibly the most ancient, precious, special and deepest expression that we have as a species. And it defines us and represents society and our history. And to be in somewhere like Florence, which is basically like the birthplace of commissioned art, it is just insane to see all of the history that is there going back hundreds and hundreds of years. And it was just incredible to see it all firsthand. And, you know, Nelson Mandela, he spoke about the power of art. And he said, politics can be strengthened by music, but music has a potency that defies politics.
Woo! He used the word potent. That's the only bit I understood properly, and I know what he means when he's talking like that.
But yeah, that's some Mandela bars for you that we like dropping on this show often. But yeah, I do think we should never underestimate or sell out the power of art. And but being there, it also, and coming from a hip hop perspective, it reminded me of that Chris Rock sketch. I think it's from Never Scared. Have you seen Never Scared, the stand up?
Yeah,
Chris Rock.
Yeah, yeah.
And I don't know if you remember this clip, but I thought, Let's remind the people about it.
Now, I'm 39, right? And I still love rap music. I love rap music, man. You know, I love it. But I'm tired of defending it. Because you got to defend rap music, man. Because people always go, that's not music. That's not art. That's garbage. How can you listen to that garbage? How can you listen to that trash? And in the old days, it was easy to defend rap music. It was easy to defend it on an intellectual level. You could break it down intellectually why Grandmaster Flash was art, why Run DMC was art, why Houdini was art and music. You could break it down intellectually, okay? And I love all the rappers today, but it's hard to defend this shit. It's hard, man. It's hard to defend I got holes in different area codes. It's hard to defend, move, bitch, get out the way. Well, as you can see, there's a bitch in his way that he needs to move. Thus the term, move, bitch, get out the way. You need to open your eyes so you can get the bitches out of your way.
Do you know what I'm saying? Like, I love that song, Move, Bitch, Get Out of the Way. Like, I've rocked that in enough clubs and everything. But there was definitely a time when you got schooled by hip-hop. You know, you got schooled in music. It's not just, like, there to sell a can of your favourite fizzy drink. And so being in Florence and seeing all this incredible, like, world-famous art reminded me of just the power. So I went to see the Michelangelo's David. Do you know this statue, Michelangelo's David? It's like meant to be the archetypal man's body, and it's this incredible carving out of marble. And it was literally like when I laid my eyes on it, I had to just look away because it was just too...
The dick was too big.
Well, no, that wasn't the problem actually. But no,
not for me actually.
No offense to anyone listening to the show or anything, but it was just awesome to, I mean, imagine those skills to make a piece of marble look like living flesh and muscle.
Yeah.
Like, it was insane. And then the more...
Especially back then as well, like with the tools that they're using.
Yes.
That's when you're like, what the hell is going on here, man?
Yeah. And then the story behind this piece, David, because everyone at the time said that piece of marble was unworkable and it was trash. And he really had to fight to be able to be allowed to carve that artwork. And it is just... insanely brilliant. I mean, and I've seen lots of copies of it, I've seen pictures of it, but there's something about the aura and energy of the real thing that was just mind-boggling. And then going through the Uffizi Gallery, which was just blew my mind to see some of my favorite pieces of art of all time. I mean, there you've got originals from Leonardo da Vinci, Michelangelo, Caravaggio, like Botticelli.
Caravaggio, man, he does everything. He's really good with light.
Yeah, yeah, he was like the master and one of the pioneers of playing with like light and dark and everything. Yeah. And he really just was a seminal artist, and a lot of changed a lot of art after him. Mm. And he's one of my favorite artists of all time. So for me to see his art as well, it honestly, it brought a tear to my eye to look at some of these paintings. It was just incredible. And then I went to some lectures as well. The reason why I was in Florence, a friend of mine, she's studying at the Academy of Art in Florence, which is considered one of the most prestigious art schools there. Mm. And so I got to sneak into some lectures with her, and then just hearing some of the bars, fam, the lecturers were dropping, just changed your outlook. And it's just important, I think, that you know, that we remember that there is sort of, it's nice to have those move bitch get out of the way tunes, you know.
Yeah, when you're drunk and you feel like moving some bitch out of the way.
Yeah, you need to open your eyes. You know, but I think a lot of people feel disconnected from the art world, and they think, oh, it's nothing to do with me. But I think you need to open your eyes and enjoy some of this this fine art as well. And so I have to send a very massive
big up
to the one and only Abby Anderson. Check her out, abbyanderson.com. She's an incredible fine artist. She's studying in Florence at the moment. She's painted for hip-hop artists like Pharoah Monch, Lewis Parker, Estelle, a whole bunch more people. She did album covers for Jest, and I mean, the work.
Oh, Abby.
Yeah. And it was just so incredible, the artists that she's surrounded by at this school of art too. And it was, so she asked me to sit for her for a portrait, and in just 4 hours of painting, it was just, I was gobsmacked at what this girl came up with. And so I definitely want you to go and check out her website. You can get prints of some of her incredible portraits. She's done a hip hop artist through the website, abbyanderson.com too. So go peep that. I mean, and I think it's important to appreciate all this good stuff, like whether it might not necessarily be your cup of tea, Miles Davis or Jimi Hendrix or Bach or Royce the 5'9" or Large Professor, but you know, it's important to open our minds to the wonderful things that human beings give to the world, and this is part of our legacy, you mm-hmm. know. And so I can't wait to get back there and see it all again, and next time just purely on a holiday vibe, and yeah, be able to switch off and explore the art world further of Florence. So, you know, big up to all my art lovers out there. Coming up after this, of course, we're going to have our first guest, as we always do in the studio, with his Afro chest out, stepping up with some investigation business. So keep it locked right here to FUBAR. But speaking of cool things and appreciating something that's not so corporate, let's play you something brand new from Michael Parkinson and Mr. Thing.
You want to test me? Are you stupid? Gotta be out of y'all. Fucking mind.
I'm the truth from the booth to the stage, bitch. I'm underground like P in the basement. Mr. Thing on the beat, so it's major. And the P with a speech for a favor. We eat hand to mouth, and P without a doubt. Parkinson, far from done, here to bang them out. Bun skunk in your drum when your mum's around. Hold your tongue, more be sunned when I put it down. I don't fuck about, I say what I do. You're the other way round, because you's a fool. I take him back to school, my class is in session. I don't need a tool, cause the mic is my weapon. With every bar I dead it, you can call the medics. If they offer help, they'll be the first to get it. Live from the horse's mouth, so you know I said it. The golden era is the sound, what I'm representing. I forgot to mention, I'm one with the ether. I cook your beef, spit the heat right through your speaker. I guess I'm too eager, I still smoke the reefer. I love to rap, why you spaz over Justin Bieber? I put you in a sleeper like Ted DiBiase. Good night, Betty, bye, cause you can't stop me. I know I sound cocky, because I am probably. I'm on the grind when I rhyme, cause it ain't a hobby. You ready for the roar?
Yeah.
But do you want some more? You sick of auto-tune?
Yes.
You ready for the new? You ready for the roar?
Yes.
So I've come to slaughter dudes. It is. top. I got the fire to acquire just to make it hot. I'm not inspired by these liars trying to fuck it up. I'm deep in the cut, like a growing scab. I'm trying to bring it back, armed with a pen and pad. I'm hidden in the stash, I got it in the bag. I'll never stop, I got it locked like I was the latch. Yeah, and that's a fact, embedded in the wax. I saw the sign and went for mine just to lace the track. I writ the rhyme a thousand times just to make it fat. I'm glorified, you're mortified when I came to rap. I guess I got it made, like a special ed. When you're the dumbest break, cause you're in special ed. I put the beat to bed, I demand some respect. Like Diamond D, I'm the best secret kept. I'm making history, it's Mr. Thing and me. If you don't know, get to know, cause he made the beat. I'm in the zone to hold my own when it's time to speak. I bring the flow and match the show, then it's time to leave. You ready for the roar?
Yeah.
Do you want some more?
Yes.
You sick of auto-tune?
Yes.
You ready for the new?
Yes.
You ready for the roar?
Yeah.
But do you want some more?
Yes.
You sick of auto-tune?
Yes.
Mr. Thing, take him back to school.
Mr. Thing and Michael Parkinson, The Roar. And this is FUBAR Radio. It's myself, Sarah Love. Shouts out to Shady, locked into the show, by the way. And Mice had to step out the studio for a second. But he'll be right back. It's all good. We're going to keep things rolling here.
Yeah, that's right, ladies and gentlemen. You know what I'm saying? I had to get that mother lover out of here. Two foreheads shiny like this can't be in the same room. You know what I'm saying? You might get a collision up in there. You know what time it is. We want to welcome y'all to FUBAR Radio's Cafe. That's right, right here, where you can get exactly what you need. All organic, baby. You know what I'm saying? We ain't got no hydrogen products out here, yo. And I go by the name, the unmistakable name, you know what I'm saying? One Afro chest hair. My name is Mysack Hayes, ladies and gentlemen. That's right. It's Mysack Hayes, man. I can't come down from here, man.
Hold in as long as possible.
God damn, did it kill me? You want some of this? And I'm a bad mother.
Shut your mouth.
I said I'm a bad mother. Love you, you know what I'm saying? Get the highest motherfucker out here. Ouch! Yeah, this week's investigation comes courtesy of you know who, you know what, and you know why, mother lovers. I want to give a shout out to all the bitches and bitchettes out there wearing a scarf right now, woolly hat, some gloves, you know what I mean? I don't blame you. Like I said the other week, I thought I was being stupid. I felt like I was being foolish towards myself because it was sunny. I was sweating like a mother lover. I was sweating. But I still made sure I had a jacket and a jumper just in case the jacket wasn't enough.
I know. This I put my body warmer in my bag. I nearly picked up gloves, but I couldn't find them.
You don't want to risk it.
I couldn't find them.
Rav, I got a sore throat or something like that. Around this time of year, you know, I take the quilt out of the sheets. You know what I mean? There's certain things you have to change or switch up because it's summertime. As far as we know, when someone says it's summertime, you know what I mean? I'm worried about the kids nowadays. This is going to confuse them, DJ Sarah Love. You realize that? At a young age, at 6 years old, if your parents keep telling you we're on summer holiday, you know what I mean? And you got a hot water bottle, some thermals, and you know what I mean? Hot milk.
Mm-hmm.
You know, something ain't right. Something's not adding up.
You need to put the heating on.
It should be ice cream. Should be ice cubes. You should be like 1 foot in the refrigerator, another foot by the fan. You know what I mean? Just everyone half naked, just leaves. You know what I mean? You're that hot. But it ain't happening. I don't understand what I'm meant to do in this world when this is how we're getting treated. We're told this is summer.
What's my purpose?
Yeah, what is my purpose in this world? You know, you have them moments where you're like, what the fuck am I doing with my life? That's how I felt.
Yeah, I know those moments.
Yeah. But now I know that we are in winter. The thing that
was summer last week. Yeah,
the whole 4 days we had, that was summer.
Aww.
Now I'm worried about my friends that are visiting though, because a lot of people think, they feel like, oh, London, it's so cool and this and that. I might come and visit summer. I'm like, yeah, come through summer. But now, knowing that they are coming, what the fuck do I do, DJ Sarah Love? So as you know, every week, the only way I can get my life in order is by finding out from our listeners the vital answers to these serious questions that could help all of us out in life. So this week, courtesy of the pavement-coloured clouds, I want to investigate, for all of you, not just for me, yeah, or just not for my friends, Mice Investigates, what's the best advice you could give to someone trying to enjoy an English summer? Please let me know, because, you know, I don't really know what to say. The thing about it is that, obviously, you know, people don't expect an English summer to be that great, but I don't think they expect that they might need a canoe, you know what I mean, and a sailor outfit or some shit like that. Obviously, I'm not a great swimmer, so I've got my rubber bands, you know what I mean? I've got my swim bands, just in case. People know that already.
I remember
I'm not
that. What was it? Green ribbon? No, what did they call it when you at school when you did your swimming?
Yeah, when you got like your 40 meters and all that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't get none of them.
Those are the days.
I didn't get none of them, but what I did get, you know, when you get a lot of water in your ears, so it messes up your sinus problems. I did get that. So
you did get that qualification.
Came away with something, you know what I mean? Hit us up, hiphop@foodbarradio.com, or you can tweet us at foodbarradio. Mice Investigates this week. What's the best advice you could give to someone trying to enjoy an English summer? DJ Sarah Love.
Well, you know, on a serious tip, I do know a lot of people who are sad, like they suffer from seasonal affective disorder. Like, so when it comes to winter time, they're suffering, you know, and I get that, how it could, you know, start. We have long, dark winters in the UK. And so then that's also why it's so important to people that we have a decent summer. But I think
it's almost like the winters are trying to prepare you for the summer. Long, dark summers, boy.
But you see, I think it's also about perspective, because then when you go to some other place, like that's why I don't really feel about Singapore, LA, like they're just living in a groundhog day where it's the same weather all the time. Like they have no seasons. Like it's actually nice to have seasons.
Yeah, I guess so.
But I guess we don't fully have a summer season.
Yeah, it'd be decent if the season was actually. That's what I'm saying. For kids nowadays, it must be confusing as fuck, man. Like, Rob, Mum, I thought you said it was summer. Why are we sitting by the fire right now?
Yeah, why is the heat
drinking hot chocolate?
But no, I think all weather is beautiful. Like if you look at it that way,
that's if you're prepared for it.
If you're exactly, and that's one saying that I learned in Sweden that I love, where they say there's no such thing as bad weather, just bad clothing.
Oh,
bars.
That's a good
Swedish
way.
Swedish bars.
That's definitely flipping the script.
Yeah, because I think even though, like, I love it when it's warm but raining.
Yeah, I don't mind it when it's warm but raining.
I love that.
I prefer it to be raining than it be cold.
Yeah.
I don't mind getting wet. I can dry up, you know what I mean? You get in. But when it's cold and then you're like, oh, I need to get indoors, and then indoors cold as well, you're like, oh, bruv, I got to wait all this time to warm up.
But then that's why you just need to dress correct. And then, you know, the other thing I love that you get in the summer, you know, when it's like sunny, but then it rains, that weird rain.
Yeah, and you get that warm.
But then it's still like blue skies, but raining.
Yeah, then big ass raindrops.
Yeah, I like that. And so I think whatever the weather, there's a way of looking at it as it being nice.
Yeah, I guess I get what you're saying. There's, you know, I think the main thing is, though, being prepared for it. Like, imagine if you were going on, all right, I'm going to go somewhere sunny for a holiday, you know, Canary Islands or something like that. I'm going for a week. All you packed was summer shit, you know what I mean? Sandals, flip-flops, whatever. Then you get there and it's raining.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's like 15, raining constantly, and not them summer rain, you know what I mean? The big-ass raindrops, just straight up monsoon.
Yeah, no, I do get it. I do get that stuff for people. But, yeah, if you are psychologically prepared, I think, yeah, that can make that's the deal-breaker in it.
Yeah. It is the deal breaker.
But what are they saying down the digital pub, mate?
Oh, yeah, I'll tell you what, mate.
So now they've got all the answers down there.
Mate, I'll tell you what, mate. I can actually speak to a couple of the lads down there. Just like, you know what I mean, mate? Oh, yeah, I'll get you a pint. You know what I mean? Just ask them. So I asked a few cats down at the old FB, what's the best advice you could give to someone trying to enjoy an English summer? Here's what we got. Mark Hale said, make sure you keep a coat, wellies, and umbrellas close by. See, that's what I've been trying to do, and being I think it works. Cy Philly says, don't bother with too much sun cream.
it's rare that there is a need for sun cream in this country, isn't it?
It's weird, but then what messes you up is when you go to a country where you need it, like friggin' New Zealand or Australia, and your whole shit's all burning up, man. You know what I mean? Anyway.
That's lethal.
So, yeah, you definitely got to be careful with that. So, out to Django Man Cub. He says, Broly and Wellies. See, we're all on the same page here. People know that for a summer, and it's not about trying to get that shade like them rich people do. You know, when they got umbrellas to keep them out of the sun. We're talking about keep us out of the rain, mother lover. Shout to Sally Murrow. She's very, I like how precise she was with this one. She said, be prepared. Layers. Learn to enjoy sandy sandwiches. Tie your hair back on the coast. Keep a brolly in the boot and be prepared to eat ice cream in the rain while sitting under a shelter. And tomorrow we'll have sun.
Ice cream in the rain.
Yeah, ice cream. It's like a float, isn't it? Natural float.
She sounds like my granddad.
Oh.
Enjoying the ice cream in the rain.
I mean, that is advice right there. If you ask a sensible person for advice, that's what they give you. Shout to Andreas, one of our favourites on the show. He says, teach yourself to smile every time you see a cloud.
I like that. No, but you know what annoys me though in this country? People complain regardless, because you see when it's got hot a couple of weeks ago, people and it's complain, like we're waiting for it to get hot this whole time, then it was, it's too hot.
Yeah, but they're probably now, wearing too much.
Yeah, exactly. Do you know what I mean? That winter gear, properly.
Yeah, you got jock straps on. Come on, Charlie. You know what I mean? You're supposed to sort yourself out, mate. You know what I mean? Get that napkin off your head, mate. Anyway, shout out to Anki. It's a hanky they usually wear, isn't it?
Yeah.
Shout out to Wukash. He says, go to Spain.
Go to Spain. Oh, that's the advice. Damn. Yeah. Damn. Well, that might not be so easy if this Brexit goes through, mate.
Oh, boy. Let's not even get into that one, boy. I'm hearing some crazy stuff nowadays. Shout out to Paul Judo Mancy. He says, make sure you book that one day off when it is hot.
I know.
He's not lying there.
And that's difficult. That's difficult to know, because it's not always that predictable, is it?
It's not, man, you know. And
reliable, I mean. The weather forecast isn't
not
that reliable.
It's not that predictable at all reliable. Yeah. They think they're predicting something, and there is a whole nother... Bruv, you're talking about Iceland right now. This ain't here. Like, look at...
Tim Joshua, though, this is a good point, because I don't get this. Like, where it's roasting outside, and come on, you knew that it was going to be 30-something degrees. Why didn't you prepare so we didn't all have to be subjected to the crazy BO levels? Well, yeah. Joshua was saying, fellas, when the English summer arrives, please use deodorant.
Ooh.
It's not that expensive. And yeah. I don't mean Lynx, no offence.
Yeah, yeah, I don't like the Lynx. You know, you get that Lynx face. You know when
the
people
Lynx effect.
Well, yeah, the Lynx effect makes you look like a lynx, like, naturally, because the shit don't really smell that great.
It smells toxic.
Yeah. It smells like it burns, you know, like alien juice, you know, the alien blood.
It's like acid.
Yeah, I don't know about all that.
It's dangerous.
Shout out to Tim Joshua. But let's move on, mother lovers. We got a packed up show up in here. We do have Junior T wet ready to come in, all the way live from Canada.
Send us an email through to hiphop@foodbarradio.com. You can also tweet us at foodbarradio. I'm on Twitter at DJ Sarah Love.
And I'm at Mice Diggy.
Also, Tim Joshua was asking me about Italian hip-hop. Hip-hop in Italy in the north isn't that massive, but in the south, they have a deep hip-hop history. So shout-outs to my people, Kosang, straight out of Napoli. But yeah, they're pretty influential. But yes, it's all about southern Italy if you want to dig into the Italian hip-hop roots and stuff. Maybe you're an Italian hip-hop fan, so hit us up in the studio and tell us more. But we have so much music to play you, so many artists to get through, so let's keep it rolling with something pretty new from West Side Gun. It's hip-hop, it's football.
His spirit moving, his presence ever near, that's how I know he's real. In my heart I feel, that's how I know that God is real. Yeah, once more.
Hey, yo, this that fly shit. That Griselda shit.
I hear it in my sleep sometimes.
See y'all can see the sign of my glow.
never will. Hit him 18 times, she did a windmill. My nigga wrote me, said he heard him out here killing shit. I put a grin on his book. Vagina sucking, Basquiat dick up in the spot. 100-round drums, fuck around and get shot. Staring at the turquoise Maybelline. Told my little nigga back 20 times preventive. 40 in the John undercovers. The cane doing numbers. Lose my work whipping. I leave your brains in the oven. Splash paint on my Christopher Kane jumper. Crashed the Hussein. I copped the plane last summer. The watch plain Jane, but it still cost 60. Ran up in the spot, stole bass, came Griffey. Bloodstain purges, white bodies got curtains. Texas gym, I just left this shit worthless. In the law library, trying to get time off. Praying 5 times a day, trying to get 5 off. Crush Doritos on his wheat rice and turkey look. I wore my boots to the shower, razor tucked in my jaw. Ayo, I never gave a fuck, never will. Hit him 18 times, he did a windmill. My nigga wrote me, said he heard him out here killing shit. I put a grin on his books, look.
Could've told my story on Oprah, 60 minutes. How I earned plenty digits from risky business. What you know about a stick, gotta sit for Christmas. Wifey on shit, that bitch missing visits. We were stretching white like Richard Simmons. Caught a case and the nigga played the Fifth Amendment. Yeah, you know the wit be rented and bricks be in it. And I'ma get this chicken to my clique and sentence. I need a stash in the wall that hold 90 pies. Word to me, I've been live since 95. Took a trip to get the bag like 90 times. Yeah, you got it from your plug, but it's probably mine. All I needed was a trap spot, scaling a plate. I ended up on a flat cot, sell upstate. Nah, I really need a black block. Shells in a tank, yeah. The shit'll get uglier than wealth in a grate. D's kicked in the door and snatched the 4 pound. My man paid 10 stacks just to blow trial. Now he calling home, telling the crew to slow down. I'd be rich if I knew then what I know now. Living with regrets and I'm still willing to bear it. Cause the shoe fits and I'm still willing to wear it. It's hard being a family man with interference. All them women and them trips to prison ended my marriage. I grew up with a few damn crooks that bake work up. We used to have food stamp books and caseworkers. Me, I'm way further from a place you ain't heard of. When you get rich, die trying to face murder. When your best friend start to switch when the case surface. Where it's hard to trust a man who ain't nervous. I fell asleep with 50 grand in a locked apartment. That night, I had a dream like Dr. Martin. Woo. Yeah.
Yo, yo, what's good? This your boy, Big Daddy Kane. For those that can spell, the B-I-G-D-A-D-D-Y-K-A-N-E. And I'm in here right now with Sarah Love and Mice Diggy doing big things. You heard?
You heard. Every time. Of course, that was some West Side Gun for you, which our next side... Our next side guest...
Next Side Gun. A.K.A. Next Side Gun.
approves of. Welcome to the studio, all the way from...
Toronto,
Canada, yeah, T-Dot, yeah?
Yeah, man.
Right, we have Junior T in the building. It's the battle of the bullhead and the dreadlocks right now.
Yeah, man.
So, yeah, bloodshed.
Well, you're outnumbered.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, man. Long natty too, you know?
Yeah. Exactly. I've never been to Canada yet.
A word.
I can't wait to go there, but I hear there's an ill music scene in Toronto.
It's beautiful, it's growing, and it's finally getting some love worldwide, so it's a great time.
It's crazy, man. You might love Toronto right now. Like, you know, obviously, Drake has really put Toronto on the map, innit?
He did his thing still, you know?
But the thing is about it is it's not like... Because people look at it as, oh, he's just putting on, like, whoever can make sort of commercial-style music or whatever. But it seems to be everybody, like, whether you're... As long as you're making good material,
right?
He's putting people on. Is that correct, or...?
I would just say that there's a lot of great music that's always been there.
Yeah, yeah.
And then those groups of people are finally learning how to get the music out worldwide. And that's what we're hearing right now.
Okay, yeah, that nice, sounded man. Quite a kind of politician type answer. Like, no, you know when people start the answer with, all I'll say is,
yeah.
I feel like there's something deeper to your opinion going on that you're not sharing
real,
with us.
Man. Yeah? I've been in the music scene for a long time, so I've watched it evolve. Like, I've traveled and been places and said I was from Toronto, and people ignore the fact or whatever. And then years pass and things are different, and then I'll say I'm from Toronto, and then the conversation will restart, and they're like, oh, you're from Toronto. No, I didn't want to know about the man and things. So.
Yeah.
It's cool to see how things have changed.
So Toronto, like Canada, is quite similar to the UK in terms of you guys. There's a lot of West Indians there.
Yeah.
There are Africans there as well. And the whole sort of culture is pretty similar.
Yeah, the slang.
The slang is pretty similar, right? People thought that the Canadians were trying to sound English, but then we found out now you guys were already talking like that. And I feel like the influence is from Yard, is from,
yeah, it's from
the
Yard,
West Indies.
Sure.
And so how is it there? Like, how long have you been here, first of all?
Well, I just arrived today from tour.
Oh, you just arrived today?
Yeah, I'm on tour with Jesse Reyes right now. So tomorrow we have our London show. But I've been here.
You came from Canada today?
Oh, no, we came from Liverpool. We've been on a tour for like 2 weeks.
Okay, slightly shorter journey.
But I've come down here for the first time at the end of 2014. And I was out here for a month. Mm. And I got to surf around with my boy Benjamin AD and Scripture. And it was cool just to see like how far the roots go from Yard, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yard man moved to England and Toronto same time.
What's the similarities you found when you got here and you're like, oh wow, this is similar to home?
It's just the talk, man. I just don't get lost in the language, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's cool to just go somewhere else and still feel like I'm at home.
Yeah, that's crazy, man.
And so familiarize people who don't know much about you. They might not have heard of you before.
Right.
Break it on down now.
All right, well, my name's Junior T. I'm an artist, producer, engineer. Been making music for a long time. You know what I mean? But I just like wholesome music, man. And I'm a live music lover as well. So I work with a lot of musicians and stuff with my compositions.
What do you mean by wholesome music?
Just things that make you feel good.
Gluten-free.
You know what I'm saying? Them things. No extra feeling thing, you know? Just the good as.
Odd food.
I tell.
Yeah, man.
I tell living.
That's it, man.
What did you start off doing? Producing or writing?
Started with writing, actually. Yeah, MCing first. And then just couldn't find beats. So I'm like, okay, can't get it. Just do it yourself. So I've been making beats shortly after that. Well, I was a drummer first, to be real.
I'm a
church band and thing. You know what I mean?
Church.
And from there, you know, journey began.
Many people's careers began in church.
Yeah, man. Church is a great place for musicians to build their skills.
Yeah, I was in the choir.
Wow.
Yeah. You might not believe that, but that's why I can hit them high notes. You know what I mean?
Cool, now. Yeah, yeah.
Gonna demonstrate for us now?
No, I have to warm up, I'll be honest.
Okay. By the end of the show, we still got an hour or so.
Turn it off, brother. Sorry.
Yes, no. So what are you doing in the UK then? You say you're here on tour.
I'm here on tour with Jesse Reyes. And Jesse Reyes is touring her project called Kiddo. And that's my homie, my close friend.
She's a rapper, right?
No, she's a singer. But she raps every now and then in a 1-2 tune.
What's up with you lot? Because, what's the singer? Okay, so I'm going to speak on, what's his name? Man, how can I forget his name now? I jumped on a remix for him.
You
Socrates.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And
oh,
he used to, he was like, wasn't he hype man for, what's the singer? He used to work with, what's her name? Fly like a bird.
Oh, Nelly Furtado.
Yeah, Nelly Furtado. Right. He was like her hype man, or...
I don't even
he
know
was
the
touring
details.
With her.
I guess they just
but
toured.
But it's a similar thing, like a rapper, hardcore rapper.
Word.
Yeah, and with a singer.
I never thought of it like that. That's a joke. Thanks,
yeah.
But I'm a DJ, though, on this tour, because like, I'm also DJ
you're
as
a
well.
DJ.
Yeah, man, so I just run the tunes then. We just go mad on stage and have fun, you know? It's been good. It's been blessed. We started off in Portugal. We did the Super Rock Festival. It's been a lot of festivals on this side of the tour because we did the States. We did like a whole month in the States before we came out here.
Wow.
And those were all headlining shows, all sold out. It's pretty wild to witness. And like now we're over here doing some festivals and people still are singing our tune out. Yeah. So mud.
That's crazy, man. You must be having fun there.
Yeah, having fun and tired too, you know?
Yeah. But that's the work, man. I mean, you know, when you're enjoying it, it doesn't feel like work, innit?
Nah, not at all. It's a beautiful thing. Very thankful and blessed, man.
Wicked. How did you get to know Yummy then? That's a good friend of the show right there, 4649 Clothing.
When I first came to London, I was actually putting out my first record, I See You. And first show I booked was with Mr. Dex.
Mr. Dex.
Yeah, the man, the homie. So he brought me through that was my first show in London. And Yummy was there set up selling her 4649 gear. And I was just like, yo, this gear is mud.
Yeah.
So I bought one of the Infinity scarves and a sweater. And we just built. Just good people collect good people,
man.
You know?
Yeah. Aww.
Still fam.
Yeah.
Fat shouts to Yumi.
Yeah, man. Definitely.
Putting in the work, Yumi. Definitely.
Yeah, man. Always.
So do you speak French as well?
Yes, I speak French. It's by chance.
Pardon? By chance, is it?
Yeah, because my mom put me in French immersion. So like I learned it in school and I just kept it, you know? I use it.
So not everybody in Toronto necessarily learns French?
No.
Okay.
Like the French province is Quebec.
Yeah.
So that's where it's all Quebec. French, but Toronto's
George
in English.
Yeah.
So yeah, man, I speak French though. I'm lucky.
And so...
Un petit peu.
un petit peu. Well, yeah. That was one.
I only know swear words. So I ain't even putain.
Yeah. Fils de pute.
Yeah, it's bad because all like I'm touring with a French band at the moment, and but all they're teaching me is the bad shit. So if I meet somebody, bonjour, bonsoir, nique ta mère. You know, like, right, yeah, you're just saying all the. I can't say anything nice yet.
It's funny stuff.
Messed up, man.
And so, where else are you hitting up on this trip then? Because, yeah, it's festival season out here in Europe at the moment.
Feels like it. It's been like just North America and Europe. Our last show is actually tomorrow at the Hoxton. So I think that show's sold out too. So we're just gonna rock that. And then I'm here for a week just cooking with my boy Benjamin AD, wrapping up this project. I'm really excited to finish it.
Okay.
Well, so what project is that?
No title yet, but it's just Junior T times Benjamin AD. It's been like 3 years in the making. Just like from when I came down 2014 until now, we've just been cooking. And it's just been a great process, man. Benjamin AD is one of my favorite people. And as an artist, he's even crazier than that. So it's an honor to work with such dope talent.
So you have lots of different musical skills. Like, is there one that is your kind of preferred discipline?
Sound man. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Just like encompassing it all, because I feel like they're all hand in hand. Because I produce. Mm-hmm. I love to write. And I also love to engineer.
So when you're saying
write,
you're talking about like writing rhymes.
Yeah, writing lyrics. Mm-hmm. And like, I also love to nerd out on engineering. That's one of my favorite things to do, is work with like outboard gear in the studio. I like to nerd out on different ways to mic instruments to get crazy sounds. I just enjoy it all. I feel like they all contribute to my sound, all of those layers, you know? My ability to write also dictates how I make a beat sometimes. I can feel the pockets a little bit different, so it influences my production as well.
What comes first, the beat or the rhymes for you then? Or does it vary?
It varies, but I'll say the beat comes first.
Most of the time,
if I'm cooking for myself, yeah, the rhythm comes first, you know?
Yeah, and then when you, obviously, whilst the beat's cooking, you already, the rhymes are already, the rice is already getting boiled up.
trust me. Chicken just, I guess, too, I think. Yeah. Trust me, it's that.
Jeez. So are you sticking around for the open mic, or what's going on here? You gonna,
is it open mic today?
I think you better.
You know what I mean?
Otherwise, people might not.
Benjamin's supposed to come meet me too. I think he'd be able to drop out one too as well.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. You just invited him onto our show.
Yeah, told him, come meet me, you know? I need to take off. This is my brother. Yeah, man.
But what about other UK music or artists or anything that you've heard of?
Have you been familiar with anything?
Oh, I've also worked with Little Sims. Little Sims was on my record.
Oh, really? Yeah, Little Sims.
Yeah, yeah. And Scripture, he's also a dope artist. Yeah. He's like a MC producer. He's also a crazy bass player. really dope.
I don't know about Scripture.
Scripture's dope. But there's like a lot of UK artists that like man them bump, you know what I mean?
So you lot, is grime pretty big out in Canada or in Toronto or anywhere in particular? Because it seems like there's a connection there, but we don't, we can never tell whether...
It's building, though. There's some DJs that are really rinsing the grime heavy right now.
Seriously?
And it's actually mashing up the dance in Toronto, man. It's beautiful
people
to see.
People are getting it, yeah.
Yeah, they are. Like, fat shouts to JMKM and my boy Frieza Chin, if you guys know Frieza.
Nah.
And you guys have heard of Trey Mission? You guys have Trey Mission?
Uh-uh.
What? That's another mad one from Toronto. And he's, like, actually out here a lot of the time.
Well, he does grime?
Yeah, it's like grime and rap, yeah. He was signed to Big Data Sound. I think.
Okay.
Oh,
he did that. He had a record called Stigmata.
Big Dad are quite left field. They're quite left field with what they do, so that makes sense.
Yeah, man.
But there's a lot of sort of overlap between Canada and the UK, so I can see how people would be into a very UK sound out there.
Right, right.
You reckon like people understand like
I think it's recent for like the bigger masses of Toronto understanding the UK sound, but I feel like for the long-term music lovers, there have always been people that, like, appreciated what was happening out here, which is cool. But, like, yeah, it's an interesting time, man. The internet's a powerful thing.
Yeah, it's changed a lot, man. Like, you can see the way trends grow now is a whole nother level compared to what it used to be, you know?
But in some ways, I feel like that can be dangerous, because remember when it was like, dubstep.
Right.
And it's like, dubstep was a fetus. And then suddenly it was being pushed as though it was a full-grown adult with a degree and stuff. And it was like, it's not ready for that. It needs the time to, you know, marinate and everything and find its feet and its foundation for it to be ready to be put on that kind of stage. Because it's like, I hardly even hear people say the word dubstep now.
Yeah, I remember when we did that festival years ago. Remember some magazine festival or something like that with Charlie and Leo we got booked for? And then there was a dubstep. This must be like 2004 or 2005 or something like that, I think. Or maybe 2006 or 2007. But dubstep was like you know,
the new shit.
Yeah, the new shit. And then I remember, like, we went from one tent to this other tent, and this was the dubstep tent. And so this is the first time I'm seeing, like, oh, what it's about kind of thing.
Yeah.
And mind you, I've seen, like, the jungle, you know, when jungle was blowing up, and it was this underground thing, you know, 5,000 people in the 4 a.m, you're like, what the hell's going on? So it's a similar kind of thing where I was like, oh, what, right, I get, you know, you see the dreadlock, white dreadlock guy going crazy to it, all that. Yeah, loads of people, like, really loving it. And then I was thinking, shit, this, I could see this. I remember going to a jungle rave and seeing this kind of thing and thinking, wow, this is something I've never seen before. Mm-hmm. And, you know, years later, the shit's worldwide. And with dubstep, it felt like that. But like what you're saying, in a matter of 2-3 years,
burnt out.
You know, then Rihanna's got it all over her album. And every people feel like, oh, it felt like the people who were making it didn't think it was cool anymore, but because it had gone pop straight away. And so they all like, oh, we're not making it anymore. Wow. You know, so I guess what you're saying, it can be risky in that sense.
And when you think of something like jungle, the foundation of jungle is so strong, you know, and that built the foundation of drum and bass, which then that feeds into grime. Like, you know, you couldn't mess with that. That's all part of the pirate radio history and everything. Mm. Whereas dubstep, like, it's not even certain really what it is.
It was weird as well, because you'd have dubstep from L.A., I remember being in New Zealand and these guys schooled me on dubstep, and this shit is meant to be from the UK. I was like, well, I wasn't into it, you know, I was just hip hop head. But then they were going, yeah, oh, yeah, bro, you could tell, look, this is from New LA, and this is dubstep from London. And I was like, oh, and there's like just little tiny bits.
Right.
You know, maybe the swing of how the tune's made, or rhythmically, you could be like, yeah, so this is from over here. This, and there was Kiwi, like New Zealand dubstep as well.
Right.
But then now to hear hardly anybody even talk about it, or when they do, it's kind of, they roll their eyes like, oh yeah, yeah, the embarrassing uncle. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Mm.
And yeah, it's a bit mad,
and a lot
man.
Of those people now, they're like grime kind of thing. So I'm not knocking dubstep or anything, this is like my observations,
because
I'm just thinking how, when I'm not really hearing people chat about dubstep now.
So anyway, in terms of DJing, did you get in, like, because you know that whole thing of, all right, you need this crate just in case, or that crate. Did you ever get into that as a DJ? I'm asking both of you. Like, do you have a couple dubstep bullets in the chamber?
Nah, not really. Still, not one, too. Nah. If I have any random joints, it's just like joints from my producer regents that are just exclusive. I try to just just gotta have those ones on deck, you know?
Let's find out if Sarah's.
I don't have an entire set for dubstep. Yeah,
have you got a couple
that
tunes
deep for me? Yeah, like a couple tunes. Yeah, but I mean, that's as far as it's going to go. Yeah, I mean, like, if you want someone for your dubstep rave, like, I'm not the DJ to call.
Yeah.
Kind of thing,
but I think it's good.
Up.
I think, like, having, do you know what I mean? Just
in
case.
I've been able to draw on it. Yeah,
yeah,
because there's
know.
Parties I do all the time where I might play everything going from jungle through to, I might even drop a classical tune in there, you know? Word. So it's all about whether it's good or not what genre it is, isn't it?
Yeah.
But a lot of people have described Canada to me in the past as like, it's a European version of USA.
Really? I don't know, like, Canada's a big country.
We say
yeah.
European,
I mean, it's massive.
Version,
right? Yeah, like,
wow. You know what I mean? Like, it's a
because
massive
country.
Because
it's a country. Young country as well, but then it's a bit more civilized than America in some respects. But then there's kind of crazy racial issues there as well with the indigenous people too.
Yeah.
Like
the
disparity,
yeah,
I mean, and yeah.
Mad. It's mad.
Like, I mean, how does that play out in real life terms? I mean, is that something that you see?
Man, it's crazy how, like, it can be painted as such it's a beautiful place, don't get me wrong, but there's like some injustices that, like, a lot of countries deal with that, like, are just swept under the rug. Like, what they've done to the indigenous in Canada is kind of, it's really foul. I can't say kind of, it's foul still.
Yeah.
Big
time.
Like, the way that the resources are, and like the reservations, the way that, like, the history of how they were put into those boarding schools, like, it's kind of mad still.
Yeah.
But, like, as far as Ontario's like one province. Canada's got like enough provinces, you know what I mean? But Toronto's a little different. Toronto's got like a lot of cultural diversity. I feel like a lot of people migrated there from different places all over the world.
Because Toronto's further in the east as well.
That's right.
Yeah, east so coast. Even geographically, it makes sense that it's, you've got more of a meeting of people from different corners of the world there.
And there's a lot of first generation people in Toronto, so I feel like that's what really helped make Toronto what it is, you know what I mean? And people get to, like, be proud of where they're from first before being a Canadian. So it's beautiful. Like, you have friends from India, friends from Thailand, friends from Africa. It doesn't matter where, but people want to celebrate those cultures and they share them together. So you
man, I want to come over there and see what it's like, boy. It
sounds come true, man.
Hook
come
true.
I just want to make sure I'm not there when it's below minus 20 and them shit's there. I don't know if I can handle that. You see how I'm all crib up, like, just with the aircon on, I'm all... You know what I mean?
Remember what they say in Sweden. So as long as you're prepared. But no, that's what you're saying culturally about the mixture of people there and everything. I feel like that's part of the story of why the music scene in Toronto is so diverse as well.
Yes, for sure. That's definitely the cornerstone to it. Because like, we all celebrate each other's culture, and then it influences your lifestyle and music and what you listen to. So like, definitely, that's a big part.
And so do you see indigenous people? Is it, it's correct to use the word Inuit, right?
There's like, I don't know.
Yeah, that's kind of sounds because, a bit you fucking in you. Sounds a bit derogatory.
No, because
I know
often, for a long time people say Eskimo, but that's derogatory.
Yeah.
That's
but they live in
use.
The Eskimos are the ones that live in an igloo, innit? You can't just say
it's
that to anybody.
North. No, it's not like the whole country.
Yeah.
No, you, but I the way that I've always understood is that the word Eskimo is derogatory term.
Right.
Oh.
Like, that's
right,
yeah, that's not correct. Yeah.
Oh, what? But, even for people in the igloos?
Yeah, man.
Oh, right. Yeah. I didn't realize that.
Yeah. It's like, my brain's not fully working.
That's
today,
some 70s
like,
shit, isn't it? 60s, 70s shit.
Trust
then,
me. They've been feeling
then,
some
then,
weird
yeah.
terms from
and
time.
Then that's what's interesting about Canada, because internationally, you have quite a good image of it being like, everything's wine and roses and honey and milk
and
here. Yeah.
What do you call it?
Putin.
Poutine is like chips with
gravy and cheese curds.
French fry cheese curds.
Sounds
yeah,
great.
Man, it's fire.
Yeah, cheese curds.
It's fire. I'll take your word on that.
Yeah.
But
it's mad addictive. They sprinkle crack in there, apparently.
Yeah.
Canada grade crack.
Yo, bro, that stuff is blessed, my G. Trust me. After a jam, trust me, catch with a little poutine.
Also,
still.
It's like your version of how people out here go and get a kebab, probably.
Yeah, that's it. Or
I've
portion
never
of
eaten
chips
a kebab in my
even.
Life.
Serious?
Not that dutty. What's the one when it's like the big round
thing going round?
What's that? Is that doner?
Yeah.
You know, apparently one of those things. Yes, that's the other term that I've heard. It's Aboriginal is the correct term to use for Indigenous people in Canada. Is that?
Yeah. But people are anywhere Indigenous are Aboriginal.
Yes.
Did you know that?
And so does Inuit refer to a specific group of Indigenous people in Canada?
I believe so, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that's what's so
Inuit
clever.
Inuit or you out? Maybe not. Go on, anyway.
But no, that's what I think is kind of deep. You know, what makes me curious about Canada, because I feel our image here is that it's such a forward-thinking, open-minded place, and people are bilingual, and you've got people from all over the world. It's great here.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not,
it's
they
nice.
Haven't got the Ku Klux Klan there.
Yo, don't get it twisted, man. Like, we've got like our dark sides too. Like anywhere, anywhere you find politics, always expect madness. You know what I mean?
And the heroin game out there is strong, isn't it?
I don't even know what them things are, but like, I'm just saying, like, you know, there's beautiful parts of Canada for sure, which is definitely like the first generation culture, which is just like those generations of kids, you know what I mean? They all grew up together, not seeing any differences, just like learning about each other's culture, and we're just like happy to be amongst each other. So I say that's the beautiful part about Canada. You'll find like a general overall vibe and temperament. People are more open in ways, you know what I mean? But like, you could go anywhere in the world to find bad apples, you know what I'm saying?
Canada is the worst place on earth by any means, because you also have
dispensaries out there.
The little fist bump had to happen. Yeah, not only just dispensaries, but you also have one of the most fanciable leaders in the world.
Oh, right. Trudeau, that guy.
Yeah. Like, are you feeling him?
Who?
Yo, he's doing
Justin
this thing.
Justin Trudeau.
But you got to give him some time before I can fully rate him still.
Oh, he's a Justin Bieber. Let's come on, man.
Nah, man,
he's American now, isn't he? He's not Canadian anymore.
Well, we'll see what goes on. You know what I mean? But politics are politics, though.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Those guys are great speakers. You feel what I'm saying?
Okay. But I want to play the people some of your music. I have a track called My, My, My.
Yes.
What's the story behind this?
My, My, My was a song that I wrote for some therapy. You know what I'm saying? I needed to just like get some ideas out of my head. And then when I got the two verses done, like the verses were starting the same. And I felt it was only right to get my homeboy Brisk in the house on the third verse, because he speaks on some 5% of math. And like, I'm like, yo, Brethren, you have to drop some knowledge on this one with me too. And like, he jumped on it. It's a great tune, and it like really helped get some legs behind some of my music. I really appreciate it. Thank you, know what I mean? Did some things on Spotify, like 200,000 plays. I'm like, Miraz. I get that one to spin, you know?
Right. That's what the 5% is do for you. You said you were raised in the church.
Yes.
Yeah. But then you also draw from the 5% background.
Well, you know what? I'm a spiritual person. Yeah, you know what I mean? Because, yo, Jamaican culture, you know, they're all, like, raised to be Christian. You know how that goes. So, love my mom for, like, the guidance towards spirituality, but I found my own path and other things. You know what I mean? But this song was just a venting song about how I felt about the world.
Once you get to that age where the unleavened bread doesn't hit the way it used to, when you were young, you know what I mean? You get your little Holy Communion. You're like, right, man, that bread is all right. But then you get to a certain age where you try other breads. You're joking me. And furthermore, that is not wine in that cup. So I don't know if I'm going to be coming back here. Let's get into this.
But yeah, let's play the people this track. This is My Junior T featuring Brisk in the House.
Yes.
On this cut. This is Food Bar Radio.
Win is the sole option. A win means globetrotting with the whole squadron. No stopping, my dear, forevermore. Settle scores with the part of my heart I compose songs with. Yo, I'm all in, lamping with a large spliff. Dark skin king in the session like he Clark Kent. A Superman that flow out of the park quick. Do my dance there and roll something to spark. She's crazy on my side of the fence, very toxic. When you talk about sense, many have lost it. Saw zombie lifestyle and nonsense, but she started to change, man, I ain't seen God since. But who am I to state the obvious? My 9-to-5 ain't politics. I'm off the bench, deep in the game. My common sense, all of it has served me well. I call it quits. All I did was serve my blessings on a dish, arming them with certain messages within. Calling on these earthly energies to build up the foundation we rely on just to feel. They don't supply us with the real. Real is where you reside and how you live. So every time I'm in the mix, yo, I focus on I and do my thing and coast. You know, it's like my mama. 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 Truth is, live is the sole option. And live means doing what we wanna. Got it? It's quite simple. A slight improvement on the modern. Living for the dollar, this is how they've got us. Imprisoned by the images they started for some. In kindergarten for others, media garbage had its effect on the immediate thought of what it is. Fast forward, and voila, pile of shit. Part of my French, but fuck this. I can't base my life off what someone thinks, my G. OD, don't OD off the cream. And gold things I pour in from the dream. You know me, OG from the 3-5, grown things, not me. I peep the scheme. When you see the frame, don't forget to say cheese. Gotta do more than make cheese. I man surviving for his create heat. I man create the fire to make feast. I man desire the finest of great things. Look, the mind is a great thing. Mine has the design of a late king. I find my third eye sees beyond the fake shit. Nah, I mean, no time to waste, kid. Just coast, you know. It's like my mama. It's like my mama.
Yeah, build is a soul option. Grow profits, I'm known to be stone docking. Wishing that we're chilling in the mist, more often. Nothing but the depths of my mind to get lost in. Wrote scriptures, what words provoke pictures. Pope fiction, popes can see the ghost with us. No dealers for rhymes, niggas that don't feel us. Gorillas, pigs in suits and full willies. Slugs is millimeters, but they hurt, nigga. Trying to find a way to make it work. I even got a brand new gun for me to murk, nigga. Cause the devil's even killing you in church, for real. Looking at the clock right now, it's getting live. In your mugshot, they can't tell if he dead or you alive. The devil is a cancer, this one is for Sandra. But y'all more worried if we pulling our pants up, for real. It's
Slide my mama. Slide my mama. Slide my mama. Slide my mama.
Right there, boy.
Yes, Junior T. That what tracks produced by Sprox.
Yes,
and that's available now for people to track down. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. On everything, Spotify, Apple Music, whatever you use.
I look forward to hearing more. So you better hit us up with new music.
Of course.
And you're gonna be chilling for a while, so we might even get to hear you on the open mic too, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Lovely.
Might just do that.
But on the line right now, we have our third guest of the show, and what an honor it is to be joined by the one and only MC8.
Indeed.
Are you there? Can you hear me?
Gee, I got you. What's cracking?
Yo, I was betting with my I was betting to myself, like, is he gonna come in with GL or not? Yeah, he did it. MC8, welcome to the show, man.
For sure, it's all good. Crazy. What's cracking?
Yes, oh, man. It's lovely to hear you, and I'm hoping that you say Gia as many times as possible while we're speaking to you. But where
exactly?
Yay! But where in the world are you right now?
I'm at the house. You know, I'm back. I'm in California right now. You know, it's 9:15 in the morning, so you know we just up and at 'em over here.
Wow. We appreciate you coming on the show, man.
Yeah.
It's all good. You know, anything to promote and you know, that's what we got to do. You know, we got to get on the radios, get with the DJs, you know, let the people know what's cracking.
Yeah. I'm cheesing like crazy right now, just like hearing you talk. But no, I was so excited to hear that you had a new album coming out.
Yeah, we got the album out. It's called Which Way Is West. It just dropped last week. You know, it's on. It's on all forms, iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, Tidal, wherever. You can get hard copies from DJ's Premier's website, shoppremierwashere.com. Mm. We got vinyl, we got CDs, we got merchandise. So, yeah, we moving right now.
Wow. So what was the – we've been waiting a little while. Obviously, we heard you on the Kendrick Lamar album. You killed it on that. But it's been something like 11 years, right, since your last – release.
Yeah.
And what was the hold up? What were you way too busy for it or what?
Well, you know, I was just sitting back trying to construct, you know, some proper music, you know. Mm. I just felt like, you know, as far as coming from the West Coast, you know, nobody was giving up that sound that we was familiar with from back in the 90s or whatever, so I just wanted to sit back and try to construct a project that was geared towards the West Coast, you know, of how people was familiar with what our sound was. So just time consuming, and then, you know, working with Premier, and he's always touring, or, you know, he's busy, and then me with doing projects with like Kendrick or doing the projects with with Quick or whatever. So and then just touring basically, and then also I've been coaching football, so, you know, just occupied with a lot of other stuff, you know, just in giving me time to just basically create some good shit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And it sounds like it came together organically, like it wasn't forced or nothing.
Yes, and you know, you get to put out some good shit when you're not forced, you know what I'm saying? So just having that time to be able to kick back and record on my own pace and be able to write and create with the music that I got, you know. So it was a long process, but it was worth it.
And talk about, so how did the link up with Premier come about then? Like, I remember you were you on one of his albums, or there was something, I remember you rhymed on one of his beats for something, but I can't remember whether it was for
Premier. I've been knowing Premier, man, since my career got started back in the 80s, man. So I've been knowing Premier since, you know, we used to tour a lot together, and we used to go on the road together with Gangstar. So Aww. Rest in peace, Guru.
Yeah.
So that's how I first hooked up with Premier. And then when I was signed to Epic through Sony, he used to do a couple. He did a couple of remixes for me on the Compton's Most Wanted project. So we just stayed in touch from all that time. And then he was working with one of his people's Black Poet.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And me and Melee got on a Black Poet remix that Premier did. And from there, we just started working on the project, you know, because after we did the remix with Black Poet, Premier was like, you know, what you been doing? So I started sending him tracks, and then I had hooked up with this my producer from Austria. His name is Brink Sinatra, and me and him started working. And then we started sending Premier cuts as well. And then Premier was just like, you know, let's just do a project. And that's how it came into fruition.
And then who else is on the album too then?
We got the Lady of Rage on the album.
Wow.
We got Corrupt on the album. We got Bumpy Knuckles on the record. We got the Outlaws on the record. Exhibit is on the record. Who else is on the record? Let me see. Be Real is on the record.
Wow.
And Original Compton's Most Wanted plus Melee is on the record.
And that's part of it. Even just on paper, when I
and Dub C. And Dub C. Can't forget Dub C.
Because that's what was dope, like, right. You know, because when you're dealing with, so it's fair to say you are a certified legend in this game, like your contribution and influence to hip hop and just American music, like, let's be real about it. That can't be overstated. Yeah. And so it's always a bit kind of anxious when you hear someone's coming with a new record. And so I felt so relieved when then even just seeing on paper the lineup that you had, I was just like, yeah. You know,
that's official.
Yeah,
you know, I just wanted to reach out to cats that, you know, I felt that you know, that I had mad respect for, and also in return have respect for me as far as the longevity in this music business, because, you know, it's kind of hard to sustain a long hip hop career.
For real.
Know, some cats go in and out. So, and then with the music being so flooded and overcrowded right now, and everybody trying to get their own identity, you know, just to put out some quality music, you might get lost in the masses. You know what I'm saying? So, I just wanted to reach out to cats that I felt that, you know, I had mad respect for from back in the day. So it was kind of a no-brainer when it came to asking people to get down on the project.
Yeah, because that's how it felt to me. It felt quite personal. It wasn't just kind of calculated, like, oh, yeah, they're hot right now. Yeah, this is a good collabo. Like,
exactly.
It felt, know, from the heart.
We didn't want to just go for, you know, like you say, oh, yeah, they was happening right now. I didn't want to get on that aspect of trying to be trendy or trying to do what people were doing or try to follow what motherfuckers was doing right now, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I just felt like, let me stick to my format of what I've been cooking and what I'm used to. So that's what kind of worked for me on this project.
Well, no, what I'm hearing, I think it really came together nicely. But I like your whole arc as an artist as well. But, like, rewinding, you know, back to the beginnings, even before you had released music, like, what were your, who were your favorite artists growing up?
I used to listen to a lot of East Coast, you know, because that was my, you know, that was the thing. East Coast was the hip-hop mecca. So I used to listen to a lot of Run DMC. I listened to Treacherous 3, you know, some Kool Moe Dee, some Steady B, some Eric B and Rakim, you know.
I
grew up on a lot of Planet Rock, Africa Bambaataa, and, you know, those cats, UTFO, you know, all the early music from my era before I got put on is what I used to listen to. And anything, you know, and as far as from the West Coast, we didn't have too much significant hip-hop, you know, but we had cats like Toddy T, who used to make TDK tapes and sell them out the trunk of his car, like Too Short did. So those were cats we listened to in the neighborhood that kind of gave me the influence also as the direction to go with the type of music I was going to put out and shit.
And then even before hip-hop, like non-hip-hop acts, what kind of music were you, was your thing?
I mean, everything, man, shit, I listen to all kind of shit. I listen to Pat Benatar, I listen to Duran Duran, I listen to Michael Jackson, shit, I listen to motherfucking, shit, Jay Giles Band, shit, I listen to fucking Midnight Star to fucking, I mean, everything, shit, I listen to music, man, shit, Herbie Hancock, Rocket, man, I used to be my record right there.
Wow.
For real.
That's wicked, man.
I mean, I was just a young kid who liked the music, so if it sounded good to me, I just wanted to play it. I didn't give a fuck what genre it was. I didn't give a damn if it was hip-hop or R&B or pop or jazz music or whatever. If it sounded good playing on my little, on my mom's stereo, then I would run to the record store and go buy it. I didn't care. She would get pissed off because I was spending money on records, but shit, I felt that influence at the time, you know what I'm saying? So that's all I did, man. When she bought me a boom box for Christmas one year, I mean, that's how I really got open, because then I was able to tune in to all kind of shit.
But really, even just that answer there, that sums up the history of hip-hop, you know, just drawing from all of these different aspects. Like, I always say there's just two types of music in the world. It's either good music or bad music, you know?
There you go, shit. There you go. It's either good or bad. So, shit, if you get influenced from all kind of good music, then, you know, it's going to lead you down that direction to create some good shit.
Gia.
And man, I feel like MCA, I feel we need a book from you or something. Because it feels like no matter West Coast, whether it be new school, old school, whoever, your name always pops up. But it pops up in a way like foundation, like backbone. You know, people are like, yo, if there's any trouble or whatever, we'll go through MCA, that sort of thing. So I'm imagining that you must have some, obviously you don't want to share all the stories, but you must have some crazy ass stories that, you know, LA culture, you know, California culture is massive worldwide, obviously thanks to people like yourself, NWA, Ice-T and whatnot. Would you ever consider doing that at all?
Oh, definitely. You know, if I felt that it, you know, would give some insight to what I went through, definitely, or came through as far as fucking music and the transitions and what you go through as far as, you know, labels and owning your own publishing to touring to, you know, just the ups and downs of music, period. You know, shit, it would be a good fucking story to tell.
Definitely, boy.
Yeah.
Yo, you got the book title already. You know what I mean? Just straight up, yeah.
But speaking of films, how did you feel about the Straight Outta Compton film?
I thought it left out some parts, but in whole, it kind of showed you the introduction to NWA and Easy, and it also showed you the hardships of what can happen with group members and when people feel that they're not getting their just due as far as, you know, being the creative source like Cube was or Dre was. And it shows you how business can separate motherfucking friends, and it don't matter where you come from, whether you come from the block or in the motherfucking hood or from a motherfucking college dorm with a motherfucker, you know. Business can shatter relationships and shit. So I thought it was a good depiction of where we came from as far as Compton and the whole, and how Compton music got started, and how, you know, Easy and Dre linked up to form NWA. It was a good movie.
Okay, so you were happy with that? in that respect. That's good to know. And then, yeah, like you're saying, it's hard being in a group, and obviously you were part of another really important group in hip-hop history. Like, I mean, how would you say that you managed all of the politics of what was going on in that time?
Well, you know, you have to be sure. You have to be firm in your situation as far as who you are and what the fuck you bring into the table as far as the identity inside the group, because everybody's going to want their own identity. But in my aspect, shit, I just learned how to deal with it as far as just trying to keep it business. I just tried to let motherfuckers know, whether it was Chill or Bam or dealing with producers, whatever. Whatever we do in business, we shouldn't let it depict what it is as far as our fucking friendships, you know what I'm saying? Because we've been knowing each other since fifth, sixth grade, you know what I'm saying? So it's always hard to separate business from friendships when you're dealing with long-life friends and shit, but I just learned not to get into the smack talking or beefing with somebody I grew up with as far as Compton's Most Wanted was concerned. We kind of kept personal shit to the side, and whether I went off to do my own solo shit or Chill did something or Slip did something, whatever, we just gave that respect for each other to, you know, go do your own thing. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to hate you if you want to leave or whatever. And so that's how I kind of basically handled it. You know what I'm saying? I didn't get into the hoopla of trying to be envious of another motherfucker, you know?
And you mentioned the word beef there, you know, and it was like, it's understandable when people are young and hungry and you've got a lot to prove and to hold down and everything. But now, as a more mature person, like, how do you look back at that whole, you know, because in many ways people associate your name with a significant beef period in hip hop history.
Beef broccoli, boy.
But what's your take on that now, like in hindsight?
I mean, like you said, back then, shit, I was gang banging and still trying to be affiliated and trying to prove my worth. Even though I was putting out records and shit, I didn't give a damn. I was still in the neighborhood trying to belong, you know what I'm saying? So back then, it was significant to do, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm trying to represent where I'm from, and I'm also on record, and I'm worldwide, and people knowing where I'm from and the neighborhood I'm representing. So, and then, like I say, all kind of beefs was significant to hip hop. You know, we had LL and Kumo D and the Cube and NWA and me and Quick and whatever. So, but when you look back on it now, you know, it was kind of a situation that we were kind of forced into, not forced, but you know, you feel your fucking pride when you coming from certain areas and you trying to be somebody or whatever, and especially when you got a lot of influences around you and people egging you on to where you know, shit, you know, you can't let that motherfucker say that, or did you hear this or whatever, so you feel a certain pride to shit that you gotta be, you know. But growing up as a man now, having kids and being able to interact with other people outside of the music business and whatever, it gives you a side to show that you've grown up and that you can discuss and negotiate and go through shit without having beef or fucking pulling guns or wanting to beat up people in clubs and shit like that. So
I love that you're saying that.
It just makes me look back on shit now to go, you know, shit that shouldn't have happened, because a lot of people, you know, fell victim to the beefs, you know what I'm saying, outside of just us rapping on records or whatever. You know, motherfuckers got into fights at clubs and people got shot at and whatever. So to look back on it and see what the stresses it brought, it should have never happened. But you know, you live and learn. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah. But that's the sad part, is the people, no matter what you say, is two individuals going at it, but then obviously they're going to have people around them that might feel like, oh, this is really real.
You can't stop the train, you know what I'm saying?
You can't
stop the train once it's like, I can control me, but I can't control three other motherfuckers. Yeah, exactly. You know what I'm saying? So that's just it. You never know who's in your entourage or who you around might want to just, you know, prove they worth at that moment. Get they 5 seconds of fame, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Man. And I mean, another thing that I think is so, nowadays everyone's got the internet in their pocket, you know, so to suddenly become worldwide or have your face out everywhere, that's like the, almost, you know, you can have your 5 minutes. You were in like an international, you know, movie, silver screen type status. Like that was a major thing to be in a movie, like in them days, to me, to see, to, for someone to make it to that kind of level. Like, I mean, was that just...
Oh, definitely. Some coming from where I came from, yeah. Shit, you know, I never expected that type of, you know, I just wanted to be one of the motherfuckers who rode around in limos with dookie chains on, do a couple of shows and shit, and that's what I thought hip-hop was, you know what I'm saying? Because that's what Run DMC, and back then, that's what they told us. It was, you get your face in the hip-hop magazine, get you a dookie rope, you get to ride in limos and perform on stage. So beyond that, you know, I never dreamed of touring overseas or being in international movies or whatever. So just to see that evolve from where the fuck I came from, just a nigga who was trying to be on in the neighborhood and prove himself as a little roughneck nigga, to making movies and touring the world and shit. You know, it was a good thing that I got into the music and it caught me like that.
And speaking of touring, when you come to the UK?
We're working on it right now. They're trying to get me over there, I think, in November.
Lovely. So oh, nice. Will you make sure that you're here on a Monday so you can come and chill with us in the studio?
Yeah, we need to meet.
I'll make sure Primo and them put that on the list so we can come by and get it cracking.
I'm going to hold you to that. I've got your number now, so, you know, I'm going to make sure that that gets...
Hit me up and we're going to get that eight. Happening.
Yeah,
we want to see AWACS in the flesh, baby.
And sorry, just before you go and before we play something from the brand new album, can I just get you to say... Gia, one more time for us.
Listen.
Gia.
But right now,
wicked to chat to you, brother.
It's so lovely talking to you. Thank you so much for taking the time out for us, and we love
you
so much.
Anytime, man. Y'all just hit me up, man. Y'all good looking on the record. You know what I'm saying? Which way is West out now?
That's right.
Good looking on playing it. Good looking on having me on. I'll see y'all pretty soon. Don't trip.
Bless, man. Travel
Can't
safe,
wait.
Brother.
Okay, lots of love.
Yeah. Blue stamp. Break, we're gonna get them on this one.
Let's get them low.
I'm 100 from the hood point of view.
Yeah.
West, y'all. Hood nigga, stay true. West. My jeans still sag. The color still blue. Hood shit, nigga, spit. Yeah, only a few. That's what it do, low. I don't flip. Gang shit for the grip. Compton on trip. And it's so necessary, I don't follow the speech. My motto be the hollow point slug for each. Fuck the radio, ban me. They can't stand me. Never winning the Grammy. Still gon' jam E. Bitch, give a fuck about swag. I'm a real D-boy, check the duffel bag. Compton till I die, or somebody kill. The hood got me back like that for real.
That for real.
Nigga, chill, got it back on lock. That real deal, heavyweight, flood the block.
Chill.
You reppin' the hood, ain't?
Got that.
You smoking that good, ain't?
Got that.
You reppin' the West, ain't?
Got that.
Leave it to your nigga to bring streets back and up. You reppin' the hood, ain't?
Got that.
You smoking that good, ain't?
Got that.
You reppin' the West, ain't?
Got that.
Chill.
Hold up.
History of violence, move silence. Compton make it bang, it's your daily guidance. Nigga, I be the truth. Every line is mine, I spit in the booth. Tryna make that shit to make you feel good. Never commercial, ain't real hood. Who would? Nobody but your nigga. Rep the ghetto just like he should.
Chill.
Ain't never changed programs. Dance records, motherfuckers, slow jams. For the bitches that smoke and love real cheese. Slappy ass here. Niggas with tats like these.
Yeah.
Please believe.
Uh-huh.
Yes, indeed. Ain't keep it street till our minds are free.
Yes.
Yeah, give them what they need. Real deal. Why suckers mislead?
You reppin' the hood, ain't?
Got that.
Uh-huh. You smoking that good, ain't?
Got that. Uh-huh.
You reppin' the West, ain't?
Got that. Leave it to your nigga to bring the streets back and up. Uh-huh.
You reppin' the hood, ain't?
Got that.
You smoking that good, ain't?
Got that.
You reppin' the West, ain't?
Got that. Cheers, hood shit with the streets start yelling. And West Coast dope, motherfuckers keep selling. Anybody telling, keep spreading word. Authentic to the ear, so pure you heard. Everything.
bangers bomb. When the real gon' drop, so these niggas gon' cop. Sheen. Stop in the name of the streets. These niggas tryna serve y'all bacon soda beats. Tryna eat off top when they shit don't pop. In the land of the law, scream hell is hot. One shot make me kill niggas' chance. Indeed, take a chance, be the circumstance. Ain't got the flavor of the year. Gangsta brown here with my nigga Premier. Stand clear for the weapons test. Enemy to your hood, so they make an arrest. And yes,
you reppin' the hood.
And yes, I got that.
You smoking that good?
And yes, I got that.
You reppin' the West?
Yeah. I got that. I bring it back and up.
You reppin' the hood,
ain't? I got that.
You smoking that good,
ain't? I got that.
You reppin' the West, ain't?
Blue stamp official. Get around, motherfuckers. Chill. Frank Sinatra on the beat. Y'all wanna hear this shit right here? Real Compton, authentic. Leave it to your nigga to bring it back. More than your average or more than your ordinary. Got that. Compton official. Most wanted, nigga.
Got that.
Tony Wilson.
It's all about professionalism right here on FUBAR Radio. Everything's totally under control.
Yeah, like how you use your headphones. You wear them like this, you know, you can hear properly.
Exactamundo.
What's going on, my beloveds?
What did they just hear? That last cut was something brand new from the MC8 album featuring DJ Premier on that. It's called Got That. If you missed the interview we just had with MC8, you know you need to listen back. FUBARradio.com/shows/hip-hop. And right now, it's open mic time, and the studio is full. Yeah, we are joined by introduce yourself. Are you Cassin?
Yes,
Cassin, talking to the mic, man. Get on your toes.
Otherwise,
pull the mic down. Pull the mic down.
I didn't realize it was adjustable. Yeah, I was Cassin from the Slippery Slopes.
Seismic, is that you?
What's going on, people? Yeah, Seismic, SS Collective in the building, man. Big up FUBAR.
Jukes the Villain, SS Collective.
And we also have.
So, you lot are all SS Collective.
This is Slippery Slopes. We got three other dudes coming down next Monday. So six of us, three.
Yeah, don't worry about them, man. We're here now. You know what I mean? We'll deal with them next.
We're the better ones.
Yeah.
No, so I didn't say
over
that.
Over here, who we got?
Ryan from Brooklyn, Leo Coltrane.
Leo Coltrane from Brooklyn, yeah?
Indeed, flew in.
Thank you. Wow.
Ladies and gentlemen, I am Tony Wilson, representing the transatlantic hip hop duo Wilson Miles.
Love,
man. We got some international guests up in this mother lover right here.
And there are a lot of MCs, so I'm thinking we should just like kick this off because I want to hear as many raps as possible. And make sure all of you get close up into the mic so we can hear every bar you are spitting. And we've explained we're going to do it alternate
We have
Ed Dunford on the beat. So let's get into this. This is FUBAR Radio. It's the open mic. No pressure.
Now,
you called to start?
Because you asked, you're starting.
No, I don't have to.
You just threw yourself in the
door. Someone else can start. You don't
have to.
If
you ain't ready, I could go. Let me go.
Okay. I wanted to start this side because there's three over here. Just makes it easier on the back and forth, but we'll do it this way. Cassin, I'm on your case, bro. You ought to drop some bars now.
Check.
Come on. 1, 2, 1, 2. Live.
I am Tony Wilson. What you saying, bro?
I am Tony Wilson.
All the way live. FUBAR Radio, the hip-hop show. Let's get into this, man.
I ain't got nothing to my name but this chump change in this language. I maintain in this game full of fake scandals. These snake angels do anything to get famous. My aim to break these chains. Fuck your A-list. Fuck you racist. The judge, jury, and the bailiff. I keep it basic. My whole nation need a facelift. I beat the beat until these speakers leak this venom reek. I keep it G across the seven seas. Life's a breeze. I'm the cedar reed. G's rock him on my steez. Ain't no joking when I'm boasting. Coast to coast, rosé mimosas. I do it for the love of music. It's useless if you don't use it. I'm living proof that if you pursue it, dreams are coming through. I know. Hyper sniper rifle type of psycho. I'd rather hit peas, brown rice, and read my Bible. Blowing on that hydro to balance out the high lows. Watching out for 5-0. They aiming at your pie hole. Well, love, we keep it secret when we creeping in them streets. You be like Issa, but you beasting when we freaking. Seven figure type of nigga. Wishing I was Jigga. Money on the line, nigga. Time to get up.
Let me kick it a minute, my spirit's high. About to pillage your village and confiscate all your lies. In these dire times, got me sniffing lines of cyanide. Price you're paying's too high to lose another life. Poor is poor, but bleeding beggar, leading blind mice. Divine rights are right, it's never defined, better than hindsight. Why? I'm fucked if I know. I've been watching clocks and trying to work at where the time goes. Shit.
My mind went blank again. I guess there's nothing else to do but grab myself a pad and pen, manifesting my thoughts. But they're boring if they're not shared with friends. And ten and penny Hennessy bottles provide the rawish blend. So what do you think? Another drinking on the pain? Broken glass splits your lips, but there's no blood inside your veins. You're waiting to place the blame, but you know there's a better way. And living life with regret isn't living if you can't change and falling victim to the strange taste. Turn to work a day late. I said better late than never. They said that the whole weight still save face. Cause I'm a cheeky guy, know he's on the wrong, but help him thinking that he must have tried.
Wow. Yeah, nice, indeed, yo. Indeed, yo. Here
Coltrane.
We go.
Like I said, Leo hey, Coltrane.
Last night you would have needed a flashlight. That ain't that's right there. That's appetite. Hey, yo, fast life. Sleeping on long ass flights so I could grab mics when I wake up. And what? That's that dude. That's what? Glass half full, and it's a big cup deep. Demonstration for people facing forward, walking into inspiration, falling into open space. All the ways of slipping in an abyss, this close to breaking off the chains. Look, Dash was on the way to becoming what Leo Coltrane is, and that's cause ever since I was a youngin' under light bulbs that kept the hallways lit, son. We was on the court chillin' on the bench, freestyling for sport, little corner kids, always just a little bit intricate, even if it moves simple. The hairs on your neck catch goose pimples. All it took was two drinks or a few samples. Don't get your facts twisted or your news tangled. Not repackaging brand new channels. Got beats back flipping at obtuse angles. Near rare people with shit ethos and carefree flows. Here we go. Reach no further than the permanent tournament champs. Enhance herbalists burning the plants, preserving the past. Searching for answers, taking a peek at the peak, the zenith, the vertical max. For life from the first to the last, precise with a surgical mask, enticed by the worth of the craft. Up nights until the under eye circles are black. Matter of fact, my uncle said chill, go to sleep son. Told him I will when the beat's done.
Yeah, yeah man, yo, that's the size of it right now. Listen, yo, yes. Bare MCs say they got bars for me. I'll give a fuck when the blood clot in my arteries and I find it hard to breathe. I don't care for a bite of silly raps. I'm packing fat lyrics to flatten these whack gimmicks. In fact, I got mad chicks, I'll bust a backflip while some guys lack the skill to flip a piece of the plaque. Bare man claim to clap in a gap. I'll just beat a fat bitch from the back to make the ting go clap. My stats mean that you couldn't step to half of me. I'm stating the facts, snap you in half like a match. I impact like a freight train crash. Heavy and sharp like I'm swinging the axe. No gas, I'm on some madness now. For my next trick, I'ma make your ganja vanish. Damage my lungs with bongs till I'm coughing and splattering. So ganja smokes in the air. Oh, nah, nah, joker, smoker. Nah, you could never imagine I find it easy. Going on mean and greasy. Speaking hype down a mic till the speakers are peaking like I write my rhymes whilst I'm dreaming at night. I'm always in my prime, I redefine the meaning of rhyme. Now there's a fine line between Mitt Romney and Einstein. Nah, reason why we divide into our own sides so we can all try shine. Get a place under the spotlight. It's long when you know that they're wrong and you're right. I'm the dog's bollocks with my lyrics, metaphors and punchlines. I'm the bee's knees with my limp back stride. Writing my bars, living my life, serving a hive. Drink my beer, smoke my weed, no worries or strive.
Yeah, the sun still shine, but I sit in the dark, my fingertip gripping ink till the tip of it's parched. I sit in the love, last drip of liquor is passed, and then I sip and rip and hey, figures enlarge. If the rhythm is large, command the chief, push bar to the beat, spark the reefs, move through with some dastardly schemes. Clever with speech like we got master degrees. Why you flapping like a pigeon caught up in the car beams? Desolating landscapes till everything is ghost, like a plague of locusts, moving coast to coast, and swinging heavy with my weight on my toes, bringing belief to your land like a missionary post. It's nothing new, still real through the interlude. Pick and choose from the beats that I wanna bruise. Missing screws, I've been rude since a little you liver. Don't ever get a break, it still feel the booze. I need a pee in my pocket like I piss myself. Getting deep, I might risk my health on my walking dead steez. I'm the general rolling round the roads with a pocket full of chemicals. It's that digi villain live through your speaker, cause the rumbles in the jungle. Now I think it's time I clean up my species, indigenous to the front of the rave. And if you jump in the hunting ground, I'm bound to be prey. I ain't trying to water nothing down, I'm only here for action.
acting out. Turn your citadel into a fucking shiny town. The guy rolling round dressed up as a clown, at the end of your bed in a surgical gown. Skip town like a stowaway, hit the motorway and leave you shaking like a dog that's fucking shitting razor blades. That shit's real fucked, oh, I don't endorse that stuff. But half your man is spitting like you trying to get locked up.
Yeah, come on.
Yeah, I don't know if I can endorse that either, but you know what I'm saying? Think about chickens then, baby. Like, I am Tony Wilson.
Man, I spit it for these kiddos, deciphering all my riddles. Supposed to be in class, don't give a finger in the middle. I'm starving out the gate, and yo, Damie, she wanna taste. I'm out here on a case, going hard for the paper chase. Yeah, I'm off my noodle, want the whole kit and caboodle. Can't afford a toaster strudel, no time for the cock-a-doo-doo. Bully in the backyard, I'm a rude dude. Better watch him, boy, screws loose. Your girl too, for she choose. Man, if I want it, boy, I gotta have it. Savage by my cabbage, we gon' get this thing crackin'. Wreak havoc on all you rappers. Yeah, I make a statement, this gutter speech hit you flagrant. I keep these names dangling, go ham when I speak this language. Call me the God MC, laced with propane. It's hard to sustain, man, when a fake maintain. Tragically slaying casualties, barbaric assassin. Rapping laps me and Danica Patrick, clapping back at ass hats that once laughed at me. Blow code of fatality, walking rapid catastrophe, scoping your wife's anatomy. I'm on a mission now, always room up on Stevie's bus. Now call the coroner, body bagging, I'll zip him up.
Seconds, just don't start stressing. I murder beats, using the pen as my weapon. Like I've been reminiscing and sitting down spitting, thinking about the way that we've been living in Britain. Like we're sick every day, you hear about another killing, but it doesn't change the way that everybody's feeling. It's those tyrants, they love violence. It makes me sick inside, like catching the stomach virus. Shit, the world's a fucked up place. I feel like I lost my way. In this day and age, I got my own stars writing a page. I take the rage, I filter it out. And maybe if I do this, make my mum and dad proud. My shroud clouded, dumb lyrically astounding. I shower beats like water from a fountain. I'm trying to climb up, but I keep slipping down the mountain. Where there's all this pressure, I can help but start shouting.
Yeah. Between this summer and next summer, we climb over and step under and look both ways before we run up in the air and disappear. Look, I remember vaguely something that was maybe right after the 80s turned into the 90s. I was writing daily and anybody near me knew that it was purely for the love of rhyming. And I was crazy young then with all of my young friends. No time cards to punch in, discussing last night on landlines. Any cypher we jumped in, every mic that we plugged in, every night there was something to jump in or stand by. Might be at the apartment with all the MCs there, or might be at the park bench with all the MCs there, or making a session kicking lyrics to solo strangers. Even the basic questions got the most thoughtful answers. Of course, in the form of informal stances from your dome, like unlimited notebook pages, like that dope night back in the summer, recording in autumn, delivered in winter. What up?
Yeah, boy. Yeah, it's getting real hot in here, man. Picking up the mic, Stiggy.
Take that bracket off, man. Yo. You got a jacket on in here.
Yo, summertime. Said I'm totally zoning off this crow that I'm rolling. Choking on the end of a rose, the weed's potent. Fuck the future, man, I live for the moment. The furthest I look forwards to the next zoo that I'm smoking. Shit's deep, but this is how I choose to live. It's kind of peak, my head's twisted like a Rubik's kid. Sat at my mate sipping tins while twosing spliffs, chewing lips, moving bits, trying to get some moolah quick. Yo, it's that SS fam, we step heavy. Get to know the levy, son, now you ain't ready for this. Now this ain't your average regular shit. I'm turning the game on its head like I'm arresting a pig. Sometimes I feel a need to take a rest from the shit, cause it's hard being this damn sick. But now I'm stuck in it, triple finger fucking it, busting on this little slut's breast and I'm ducking it. Eddie B brocking it up, locking it off. Wanna see bare white like the Taj Mahal. Stepping on the party like la-di-da. Every day's a fucking party like Mardi Gras. Smoking on the Pengro. This ain't the windy wendo. I'm peddling on my dusty bike, trying to bust an endo. Munching on some benzos. Now you ain't my friend, bro. I'm on my own tip till I be whipping in Enzo.
Cruise through life using minimal effort. I ain't in the Guinness book yet for my criminal record. Subliminal message hidden what I rip with a pencil. Have man moving mad with excessive aggression. Like broke as fuck, spend my money like a baller. Boozing all the drugs that I can fit inside my snooter. Saga continues, these rowdy individuals, and we won't have an issue crumpling rappers like a tissue. Praise on the higher power, jukes moving like Vishnu. Slippery official. Ooh. Yo, yo.
Only take the first sip if I'm getting wasted. But you ain't got to wonder, cause that's everyday shit. I stay medicated, that's the way I spend my payslip. Ain't it 6 a.m. gurning mess, looking like a failed facelift. Gritty little prick, Duke's the vulgar one. Shoot what's left of my organs when the vulture's done. Mash my words up, then I spit them with a swollen tongue. You're running for your life like Indiana when the boulders come. Stone cold caliber, the ozone damager. Linking with the lone road traveller. For really, for Rillo. Cleaning up like a Brillo. So damn cold, I've never had to flip a pillow.
So damn cold and have to flip the pillow.
Man, I'm on another level. Man, I'm fighting off these devils. Going harder for this cheddar. Trying to live a life that's better. Eat the face up off that Hannibal. Cannibal in a Cosby sweater. Strong arm steady. War ready in any weather. I'm fighting for survival. Breaking bread with all my rivals. Keep my grass below these vipers. These fucking spiteful disciples. Same ones that'll hype you. Be the one to take a knife to you. Your wifey too hyping. You spiking your kitty's apple juice. I'm on my last dollar. I ain't got no time to holler. Crowd rocker like the spirit of Pac. B.I.G. running me. Spit it like I'm Kennery. G's better have CDs. Next time Ty Lib sees me at ease. Nothing common with this industry. Of course I need trees. With all this white supremacy, I got a chopper for every copper that's trying to choke me. My endorphins, they mighty morphin, so don't test me.
Welcome to the land of the dinosaurs. You can catch me in the labyrinth hunting for a minotaur. And I'm neither a man nor a mouse. I'm just an interstellar being trying to break into your house. I'm heading up top. Surpass the beans to my beanstalk. No more selling seashells by the seashore. When it's time to blow up, I use C4. I'm chipping up and down and taking acid on the seesaw. With the plant food Seymour, cause Venus got the fly traps. And I can't remember how that rhyme went.
That was nice though, man. Come on, Cassie.
Indeed.
Hey.
Yo. Leo Coltrane, also known as Dash, like lines between numbers or running up the Ave. I figured I'd hold on to something from the past and later on explain to whoever wanna ask. And this day matters more than it did last night. Never blink, everything's fair game, that's life. No discount, no half price. You believe in what you hear and then tip your hat twice. It's Leo Coltrane, also known as Dash, like lines between dots. A hip hop cat from a past era when Stretching Bob show lasted till 5 a.m. trying to stay awake in class. And while those cassettes got value I can't price, my boy Swift said, son, you mad nice. Damn right. And my advice to people is to make sure your ego match your hat side. I'm Leo Coltrane, also known as Dash, like lines on a digital clock with no hands now. As a little kid on the block, I wrote tags with a marker, leaving marks on payphone stands. Now these minutes mean more than those that pass by. Keep off the detour and make sure your flashlight's near, and don't stop right there. Reach the top and you could even drop a feather in your cap like, yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Yeah, man,
quick, get your headphones on, there's 40 seconds left on the beat.
Go on, Junior T, quick time.
All right. Yeah, you ready?
Canada in the building, international.
Yeah, yeah, check it. Convos with the squad though. Remind a brother that he could have been a John Doe. Yo, John knows how the cops roll. Yeah, killing brothers are the squad goals. Yeah, and my daughter needs a daddy. Even though her mom and I ain't together, we still a family.
Aww.
Yeah, and we don't need nothing fancy. Make any Saturday night live like John Candy. That's the Lindo way. Teach the next to find love in the simple things. Sometimes I ask Sos how she gets so brave as I watch her digging deep in her pencil case. And she says, Dad and Mom. All right. Come on, Dad. Our fam's the bomb. Shit. What? You shouldn't have to ask at all. Come on, get back to your drawing. And that's, of course. Come on.
Yes, mother lovers.
Stepping into the open mic.
Us, open mic right there. Mother lovers, if you want to get on the open mic like these lot, MCs, send us an email, hiphop@foodbarradio.com, with the subject saying open mic. And just send us, you know, a couple of links to your music. If you're a producer, however, email hiphop@foodbarradio.com with the subject saying open mic beat and attach 1 minute snippets, just 4 1 minute snippets of your beats, and we'll get back to all of you bitches and bitchettes. Make some noise for all the MCs up in the
mic.
That was
am Leo Coltrane. I am Tony Wilson. Yeah. Cassin, Seismic. We had Jukes. And of course, Junior T followed in right there. This is the hip hop show for all of you mother lovers out there. Guys, how can we get hold of you lot if you want to hear some more music?
You can find us through the bat symbol in the sign in the sky, mate.
Okay, I'll look out for that. Guys, let us know.
You can look us up at Wilson Miles Music.
Wonderful. And we'll be tweeting out all of the links as well, so you can track down the people. Thank you so much to MC8 as well, who we had on the show earlier today. And thank you to you, all the lovely listeners. Go on, what do you want to say? You got like 20 seconds.
I got LeoColtrane.com with all the music and all the stories and information behind that third thing album is.
Yeah. Wonderful. And it's Slippery Slopes Collective. Check us out on Facebook, SoundCloud. We got all that there. Check
sick,
it,
man.
You know, for the face band, boy.
Make sure you join us next Monday. You know, it's all about hip hop 4 till 6 p.m. with myself and Mice Diggy. Next Monday, we are joined by the one and only Bionic of London Posse. He's going to be taking care. These guys are getting kind of ape out here. But thank you all for joining into the show. It's foodbarradio.com/shows/hip-hop. If you missed any of that, listen back. Up next on Foodbar, it's Sticky Blunt.
Brother, sister, there's got to be unity. Yeah, unity. Unity's what's missing in our lives. Can't you see? We need love. A little word of confidence every now and then. A little honesty and trust among us. A little love.